So it's going to be really fun for your brain to think about what it means to be in a state of waking trance. One of the things that I love most about a state of waking trance is that I never 100% know how someone's going to respond. But when I talk about a waking state of trance, I literally mean that somebody is walking around, looking and acting, to most people at any rate, like they really are fully and completely conscious, and yet they're not. They may or may not remember exactly what happened in that state, depending on how long it went on. They may or may not experience effects of things that they experienced in that trance state after it. For example, somebody in a waking trance state had hypnotic drinks. When the trance was over, they were woken up and brought out of it, and all effects were wiped away. And the next morning, they had a hangover, which was instantaneously gotten rid of by waking them up again. But sometimes there are interesting side effects that occur. And if that happens, please feel free to reach out to me, or feel free to just know that you can wake yourself up by, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and I'm going to wake myself up, and I'm going to snap my fingers, and I'll be wide awake, and I'll be feeling great. You can do that to yourself just as easily, but you can feel free to DM me or to ping me in here if you're having any issues at all, okay? So, because I'm going to ask you to open your eyes in trance, I'd like you to try and get used to going deeply into trance by focusing on something and keeping your eyes open. What this means is that it's okay to blink. It is okay to shut your eyes for a little bit. But in general, the goal is to allow you to understand that you can move around when you're in trance. You can type things when you're in trance. You can go dancing if you're in trance. Some people absolutely drive when they're in trance, although we're not recommending that right here, right now. So, the idea that you can have your eyes open, you can blink, you can move around, you can be aware, but you're finding yourself very, very focused. So, pick a spot on the ceiling or high up on the wall that you can find yourself concentrating on. And as you find a spot on the ceiling or high up on the wall that you can concentrate on, just find yourself staring at it really easily and really effortlessly. When you stare at it, you might notice that several different phenomena begin to happen. First, you might notice that your eyes feel a little bit weird. That's okay, that's totally normal. Another thing that you might notice as you stare is that the thing you're looking at begins to occupy a very large portion of your eyesight. And by that I mean the stuff in your peripheral vision may begin to fade away or feel like it is slowly dropping out of your awareness. You may notice that when you blink and then open your eyes again, that some things look like they have a halo around them. And at some point in time, as you find yourself staring at something, you may notice that the thing that you're staring at and you appear to be on opposite ends of a tunnel, as though there's really nothing else there except for whatever you're staring at and you and this tunnel in between. Now, sometimes when I do that, I get the sense that the tunnel around the tunnel begins to be a little cloudy. For me, it kind of goes gray-green usually. And whatever it is that I'm staring at is simply there, sometimes moving closer or further away from me. And sometimes I'm moving further or closer away from it. Whatever it is that you find yourself experiencing, you may notice that it feels a little different every time you blink, and that's totally fine. Just allow yourself to experience that and enjoy the fact that you are going more deeply into trance while you find yourself staring at that thing, whatever it is, while you find yourself blinking, so that you can learn how good that feels to be in that state of trance, to allow every other thing that you normally experience to go on, whether it's that feeling of heaviness, maybe it's the feeling that you can't move, although I assure you, you can. Maybe it's tingles. Whatever it is that you experience that lets you know that you're in trance, while you stare and then blink when you need to, that spot on the wall, and hear the sound of my voice, you can notice that you can experience those things and go deeply and easily into trance. We can go deeply and easily into trance state that is powerful and fascinating, especially if you've never been there before. So let your unconscious mind let that happen. Go more and more deeply into trance, blink when you need to. Your eyes may feel heavy, but you find yourself feeling that you want to just keep them open and blink as you need to. And then as you do that, perhaps you'll notice that you can, while staying in that state, and it may take you a little bit while longer than normal, you could look down on your keyboard. You could notice perhaps that your hands are where they should be on the keyboard. And you can find that it's easy to type a message. You can send a message to the room. Your brain knows how to type. Sometimes I have to remind people that their unconscious self knows how to do all the things that you think you want to do. So even if you think only your conscious self could do blah, 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 and in some rare instances that might be true, mostly your brain, your unconscious, is very good at doing anything that your conscious self is. So allow your unconscious right now to slowly turn your eyes to your screen, and maybe you can find yourself fixing on a point, and maybe it's that point that says message, general, where your cursor might be blinking. And you could just type something in there, like hi, or yes, in trance, or just yes, or something along those lines, to allow you to know that you can stay in trance and type something easily and effortlessly while your unconscious mind just does that. That's great. And as your brain gets to that point where you can find yourself typing something that lets you know that you are still in trance, feeling that state of being in trance, and yet still, that's right, it's easy and effortless, and yet still able to do something else and still able to have your eyes open, let your unconscious mind let your eyes drift away again, back to wherever they're going to go, and just hang out. Whenever you find yourself feeling that, you're welcome to type and feel how good that bit is for your brain to just accept that, to just know that, to just understand. Just let yourself go down more and more deeply while your eyes are open, perhaps while you find yourself taking your hands and running them from your shoulder down to your wrist. Maybe that can help you drop down deeper and to know how easy it is for your unconscious self to move your arm while you're in trance. To just take one hand and take it from the other shoulder down to the wrist and allow that motion to take you down more deeply and more easily into trance. To let your body be aware that the movement can keep you in trance, that the movement can make you drop deeper. To allow you to be aware of your own capacity for experiencing a trance state when you are eyes open. That you do not have to be a little puddle. Although if you do like being a little puddle, there's nothing wrong with that. While you're in this state with your eyes open, deeply in trance, allowing everything other than the sound of my voice, your thoughts, other sounds you hear, whatever they are, to just take you down deeper, allowing that touch from your shoulder to your wrist to take you down deeper, allowing you to find yourself in that state where your brain is willing to accept this information because it feels good. And because you can do it. As your unconscious mind realizes the possibilities and realizes your capabilities, allow yourself to feel more delight and more pleasure right now. Allow yourself to sink down more deeply while you do these things that can let you feel so fantastic right now. As you find yourself in that state of being puddle or not, Just hold on to how good it feels. If you are capable right now, as in you're not connected to anything, go ahead and allow your body to slowly stand up and then to just sit back down. Allow the effort of doing that to keep you in trance more powerfully than before. In fact, allow every single movement to take you to a place that is definitely trancey, that is definitely different, that is definitely easy for you to let happen. For you to know that if you needed to do a thing, your unconscious self could easily and effortlessly drop you deeply into trance. Go and do that thing around your house. Do it really, really well. Do it quickly and easily without any resistance. And then you could find yourself waking up and discovering that it was already done. Think right now about something that you'd like to have that as an experience with. For some people, it might be a task that their conscious self is just not fond of. That might be something like laundry, or making your bed, or tidying up. Whatever it is that your unconscious mind has pop into it, hold on to that as an idea, so that when you're done here, or when you have the time after this call is over, whenever that is, today or tomorrow, your unconscious mind can pick a task that will take, I don't know, up to 15 minutes, let's say. It can drop you into trance. And you can just go and do it. And then when you're done, you can wake up with it finished easily and effortlessly. Go ahead and keep dropping down more and more deeply right now, kind of zoning out. It might look or feel like you're in a daydream, with your eyes open, not really staring at anything in particular, and kind of feeling the world as a blur around you. Yet your unconscious self is focused on hearing the sound of my voice and on experiencing that state of trance more easily and more effortlessly. And yet feel how good that is to just type, to trance, to give in, to move a little bit, and to allow every bit of that movement to solidify that state more powerfully. You can always find yourself coming up out of a thing if you need to, but sometimes people, if there was an emergency, for example, can stay in trance and do a thing incredibly well. There's no hesitation, there's no worry. It's just, oh, there's a thing that needs to get done, I'm going to go do it. Allow your brain to think about what that's like, to know that you can just go and do a thing easily and effortlessly while you're in trance or while you're wide awake. But if your unconscious mind can do a thing, let your unconscious mind do a thing. Let your unconscious mind take you up. Maybe your unconscious can practice doing a little twirl or a dance. Whatever it is that you find yourself doing, hold on to that. Because I bet if any of you find yourself playing video games, there's a point in time in the game when you find yourself so into it that the world around you kind of fades away, and this can be a similar type of situation, although you find yourself doing instead of the stuff that you really love to do, the stuff that you might not love to do but really should do at least some of the time. And then your unconscious mind can just be like, oh, well, we've gotten it out of the way. Now we have zero need to worry, to feel guilty. We can just let all that go because we've gotten all this done. Go deeper now. And just accept how nice it is for your unconscious mind to go deeper while your eyes are open, while you find yourself zoning out. And yet, if you needed to focus on anything, you could do it effortlessly, clearly. It would feel so good to let that happen. In fact, any time from now on, your unconscious mind allows you to be in a state of waking trance. When that state of trance is over, or even while it's still going on, allow your unconscious mind to just flood you with some sort of beautiful reward, whether it's pleasure, whether it's a sense that you did the right thing, whether it's a sense of accomplishment. Allow your unconscious mind to just make that happen. For you to know that this is another skill that you are learning, that you are developing, that you are getting better and better at, and that as your brain develops these skills, your ability to go into trance and to do all sorts of fascinating things is being expanded. The world for people who can go deeply and easily into trance, whether their eyes are open or whether their eyes are closed, is an amazing place. And because it's an amazing place, you can find that you can do more. When whether your eyes are open or whether your eyes are shut, you're in trance, Whether you can talk or whether you're silent, you can be in trance. Whether you're moving or whether you're still, you can be in trance. And every single one of those altered states can allow you to reap some kind of benefit that you didn't even know was possible. And I'm not even thinking about all the possibilities right now, but I assure you there are many, and we can have some fun with those at some later point in time. So go ahead and sink down deeper right now, keeping your eyes open, feeling how nice that is to have your eyes open, feeling how fascinatingly different it might be for some of you to have your eyes open, to be able to type, to be able to get up and then sit down, to think about all the things you're probably already doing in a state of trance that you never really assigned to being in trance. And now that you can assign yourself to doing things while you're deeply in trance, it can feel so much better to be there. Perhaps you can imagine how nice it is to just allow your unconscious mind to take over doing those tasks that you don't really enjoy doing, maybe the ones that you've put off doing, maybe the ones that your brain decided that it just really had many, many other things to do instead of those. Whatever it is that your unconscious mind wants to do while you're deeply in trance, let that happen. While you found that one thing that your brain was like, yep, we could totally do this while we're deeply in trance, so your unconscious mind can know that sometime over the next 24 hours, your unconscious self can drop you in trance. And then you can go and do a thing that you never expected that you'd do. You may not remember it, but you might remember it. But you would find yourself having done a thing and being awake, and it would be so cool to notice you have done that. To drop deeply into trance right now, to be able to drop deeply into trance then, to do a thing, and then to just realize you finished it, you've made it happen, and it was easy, and then to receive that reward that your brain can just flood you with chemicals, pleasure, happiness, accomplishment. Feel how good all of those things are as your unconscious mind accepts that, as you understand, as you accept that your ability as a human being is pretty incredible. And the more you trust your unconscious mind to do all sorts of stuff and to learn stuff, and as you pay attention to your unconscious mind, and as you thank your unconscious mind, and as you tell your unconscious mind, like I'm going to right now, that your unconscious mind is amazing, the more you can do, whether you're deeply in trance or wide awake, or whether you're in a lovely deep state of waking trance. So allow your unconscious mind to hold on to these things. And for any of you who need this, from now on, however deeply in trance you are right now, when I say the phrase deep sleep, or if you give that phrase to anybody else to say to you, as long as you trust them and it's safe and appropriate to do so, that phrase can work to take you down to this level of trance or even deeper every next time. Whether you're wide awake or deeply in trance, if you hear the phrase deep sleep, you can find yourself simply responding more deeply, more easily, and more effortlessly than ever before. Just dropping that quickly, just dropping that automatically into deep sleep more and more easily, more and more effortlessly every single time. Go ahead and just drop. Slide and sink and just drop. Just like that. And the more you drop deeply down now, the more deeply you can go into trance in the next 24 hours when your unconscious mind goes and does a thing and then wakes you up, letting you know that you've done it. Find yourself on the count of 10, feeling fantastic, eyes opening on 8, and as the numbers get higher and higher, every single part of you comes out of that trance a little bit more and also feels so fantastic and so capable and ready to do a thing over the next 24 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes opening, 9, feeling fantastic, and 10, right back with us.